is up, Virtue family? Welcome to another episode of the Virtue Way podcast. This episode is finna be so bomb, and not just because I'm here, but I do have my good sis Giovanni here with me. Y'all, first of all, let me gloat about my friend real quick. Listen, she is a singer. Okay, she's an entertainer. She is also a business owner. She has her own group called Scars Only. She is a woman of God. She has a beautiful soul. She's a great friend. She is God-fearing. Like, she just marks all the checkbox off, y'all. So we are definitely going to get into it. But welcome, Giovanni. Giovanni, welcome, my sis. How you feeling?
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm so blessed, honored to just be here with you. She's over here amping me up, but y'all know who she is, how she come through.
Yeah,
I feel good. How are you feeling?
I'm amazing. I'm so blessed to have you here, having you take time to come out and join us. It's going to be an amazing conversation, and I am super excited. Now, before we really get into it too much, though, I want to talk about how we met. Do you remember how we met?
How did we meet? Oh, Lord. It was a minute ago.
It was a minute ago.
I got a thing because it was the Lord is still working on my memory. Jesus.
It was a long time ago, so it was actually...
Oh, I do.
Okay, was it?
In Jersey.
It was in Jersey.
We were both performing at a high school in Patterson.
Yeah,
she was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. And God was just in the midst.
It was in the midst. So, yeah, we were performing. It was actually Keisha Cole who was headlining. Yeah.
And
we
and both
performed. Yeah. And I think we met each other in Crossing. Like, you were going one way. I was going one way. I was like, girl, let's do a video real quick. And we did a video. And then we followed each other on social media.
Yeah.
And that was like... 2019.
That's so crazy.
2019. That's crazy. Look at us now. Yeah, let me tell you, I know her in real life. So it's a blessing. I know y'all be seeing her social media. She's a big deal. I'm so blessed to know her in real life. So first of all, Giovanni, a lot of people probably know you as a singer. So how did you get into that? Y'all, this girl that even performed on Apollo, even though Steve Harvey botched your name.
Oh my gosh.
He botched your name. But how did you get into all the singing and stuff?
So actually I started in church. You know, I say that a lot, but my grandmother just sent me a video last night that reminded me. I really started in my grandmother's room. Mm-hmm. My grandmother is just like, you know, just a beautiful woman of God. And, she brought, you know, she's raised all her grandchildren and her kids in the walk of the Lord. And, since I was little, she would teach me worship music in her room. Like, you know, I'd sleep over a lot at her house. And I'm reminded of this because literally last night she sends me a video of my little cousin nephew, my cousin's son. I think he's like 4, and he's singing a song that we all know that is a worship song. And I'm like, wow, it reminded me like of when she used to do that with me and my cousins. And I'm like, you still like going strong, still teaching your great grandchildren Jesus and worship, and it's just beautiful. She does not let up on that. Everyone in my family sings for the most part. And so church, you know, my grandmother, and then at 7 years old is really when I like started realizing my passion for it. I sang on my father's voicemail one day, and then my mother like amped it up, told everybody with my whole family, like, oh, she could really, really sing. And they just and then at 16 is when I decided like to take it a little more serious, how we would say, in the industry, trying to, you know, chase a dream. Mm-hmm. Starting at the Apollo Theater. When I sang at the Apollo Theater, I was like, oh, wait, I could do this? Like, hold up. I know Steve Harvey. It was so many, like, famous people backstage. And just, like, God allowed people to really just give me my flowers at that young age. And I was like, well, I'm going to be famous by tomorrow. Like, yeah.
So would you say that, like, that was your viral moment?
Yeah, like, that was my moment where I saw, and it's funny because I'm where I am now is a little different, my headspace. But at that time and moment, that's when I was like, oh, I could take this like farther than just singing at church. Mm. Which, you know, I believe that that's God's promise and plans for my life. But I was thinking now industry, like, you know, I want this Apollo Theater, and like I'm getting like emails and people wanting to manage me and all this stuff that I've never been in. Like, I was raised in church, you know, all I knew was singing in church. And I heard, you know, other music, but it wasn't in my, like, I wanted to be a therapist and a chef. Like, I had like, you know, other dreams, and I was going to college for specific things, not music. So, yeah, like, it changed my shift a little bit. At 16, I was a junior in high school, and in New York City, mm-hmm. obviously. So I was like, it changed where I was going when right. I did the Apollo Theater. I was like, oh, I think I want to like pursue this.
Veer off, yeah. And it's so crazy because I never knew that about you. I never knew that you actually started singing in church. So that was a fun fact I just learned. Yeah. But like, I think it's just so crazy, like a full circle moment kind of. Yes. Because and they often say that like the best singers do come from starting singing in church. Mm-hmm. Like that's not odd to hear that. Yeah. But really, what do you think besides, like, was it more like the attention that you were getting from people to make you feel like, okay, maybe I should probably start doing secular music? Like, what was the shift, you know, in that moment to make you say, okay, I'm not focusing too much maybe on singing in church, but more so, you know, doing my own thing?
Yeah. I definitely think it was the attention that I was receiving. Mm-hmm. The opportunities at that mm-hmm. time seemed so magnified.
Yeah.
And it was new to me, and I just, you know, it was that I tell my cousin now, who's actually he's in ministry, and I tell him, I was like, you know what, I really do feel like the Holy Spirit since I had started. I remember clearly my mom in the bathroom after the Apollo Theater. We were getting so much hit-ups and stuff. And my mom, to this day, she's like my momager. She mm-hmm. don't let up. She's a liar.
You know how they do.
Yeah.
You know, like, mama's rolling everywhere.
Right. I know your mama. Her mama don't play either. I love your mom. She's so sweet and, like, always behind your back. I love it. But, yeah, like, I remember she was in the bathroom, and she asked me, like, clearly, like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to do this? If you do, like, I'm behind you. I'll support you. Like, she was going to manage, you know, and help me figure it out. Or she was like, you know, or we don't have to go that serious or whatever. But from that moment until now, till I made a different decision now or whatever, I feel like the Holy Spirit was like, you know, pulling me like
yes.
to glorify Jesus yes. with the talents. But it's because I grew up in church and I knew where my talents came from. And mm-hmm. I enjoyed forever, always, till this day, singing for God.
Right.
So I went with the industry trying to pursue the secular music and the dream, but I was never filled the same, you know? I was never filled the same. I had great opportunities after. Mm-hmm. We opened up for Keisha Comoni, for that's like beautiful woman, talented woman. I've opened for a couple more people. I've been at a couple more stages after the Apollo Theater, but
it just wasn't fulfilling.
It wasn't that.
So when did you feel like you was getting that pull? Like, you knew, because you grew up in church, you started doing this, and it could seem so glorifying being on these stages, being in movies, TV shows. All that stuff is fun. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. And I had that feeling, too, where it's just like, I'm going to do my music. Like, I remember I made this one track. I don't care what nobody say. It is popping. It is popping. I ain't no rapper, but it was popping. I ain't going to say the name because I want y'all to go try to search it up and look it up. But I'm like, I'm going to make a song for the strip clubs, because if it hits in the strip clubs, it's going to hit everywhere else. Like, if I just get it there, it's going to hit. Like, I'm trying to do everything to, like, you know, have that consistent. Like, even right before COVID, I was performing like once a week, like, mm-hmm. you know, just out there and stuff. But then when I really started to grow my relationship with God, like, it was like, I don't care about it. Especially when you really realize the things that go on in the music industry, mm-hmm. how people operate, what people give up, what people sacrifice. Yeah. It's like you are straying away from that virtuous lifestyle. Yes. So when did you start getting that pull as it pertains to the direction that you were going to go in as an artist, or like how you were going to glorify God with the gift that he gave you?
Yeah. I think I always had a personal conviction about it.
Okay.
But it was like the pull. That's good. Yeah. Always. It was like I said from the beginning, mm-hmm. like I always had it, like the Spirit did not let me go. And thank you, Jesus, for that.
Amen.
But it wasn't until 2022 where the pull just started getting stronger. And ooh, I get chills just thinking about it. It just got stronger and stronger and stronger. Like, it was not letting up. It was like, oh, we pulling you out. You gonna obey the Lord or obey the Lord.
Okay, because he going to make you obey him one way or the other.
And I'm grateful for that, because our God, like, you know, we know, and he says he's not a God who forces. Like, he wants you to choose him as much as he chooses us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really grateful that he allowed me to figure it out, but also still hold on to my head even when I was like,
amen. You know,
like, so 2022, I went through some tough experiences, and it led to my focus going completely to God and like surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, like, really understanding his voice mm-hmm. and, like, for myself, mm-hmm. you know, in a deeper way. I've always had a relationship with God, but I feel like in 2022, I really was like, learning more mm-hmm. and more what relationship meant other than religion and, like, yeah. how me and his personal relationship looked like mm-hmm. Apart from everybody else. So, yeah, it was 2022 was the year.
So is that, like, do you think that with your relationship growing with him in that way, do you feel like that's where you started to get the pull to start the 5 a.m. prayer calls? Y'all, let me tell y'all, we used to get up every morning. She still do it, but I think you do it 6 a.m. now, right?
Yeah, and so, you have, you know, Anna's been busy, but she started strong with us.
Yes,
but we
are actually, I was there now, from day two.
Yes.
Day two, 5 a.m.
Yes, and seasons change. We started at 5 a.m., we changed it to 6 a.m., and now, actually, we haven't talked about it, but we would do it Monday to Friday, like, every day. It was Monday to Saturday at one
yeah.
point. Then we changed 6 a.m. to Monday mm-hmm. to Friday. Now we're just doing Mondays.
Oh, wow.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Because, you seasons know, seasons change, and God yeah. is moving.
God is moving.
You know, I'm honored and blessed to have a community that we can pray together with and stuff. But, you know.
Let me tell you how good God is. So she started the 5 a.m. prayer calls. We were yes. doing it, y'all, waking up every morning at 5 a.m. to pray, to yes. get in God's face. To just, it was like definitely like, I mean, it's about to be a year
March.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, girl, because I was there.
Girl.
I wasn't there on day yes. one. I was there from day two.
She was there.
We was there. But it's just like that commitment to God, seeking his face. You know, prayer is so important. I don't think, and there's actually a sermon by Juanita Bynum, I think it is. And she talks about, it's a sermon called No More Sheets. And she talks about how God would wake her up to pray. And she was talking about like how she would like get up to pray and stuff. And like at a specific time in the morning, she would hear like something drop. And she kept hearing it. And she one day yeah. she called her cousin down to come here or whatever. And she said, God basically spoke to her and was like, how you're coming to me in your prayer, like you're not reverencing me basically and how you're coming to me in your prayer. And I remember one time we were on a prayer call. It's like, you know, when we come up here, like, are we like getting dressed? Are we, you know, yeah. being our best mm-hmm. version of ourselves when we're going into this prayer? But I really do believe that this time of consecration that we were dedicated to, yeah. I really believe that it did change us.
Absolutely.
Like you start to see, and even mm-hmm. the conversations we would have with some of the other people. And y'all, when I tell you, so many people have joined yes. in this community, and God showed me twice. Remember the word that God yes, gave me? God yes. gave me the word and the vision of Scars Only and the Prayer Warriors group expanding.
Yes.
And I think, and like you said, seasons, because I think once that actually happened, mm-hmm. that's when I kind of, you know, shifted yeah. away and stuff like that. And not on purpose, but like, you know, getting busy and seasons changing and stuff like that. But I saw God do that,
yeah.
like that full manifestation, like yeah. that way that God showed me in a dream. And so he showed cool. me the numbers going up and down, up
yeah.
and down until it like hit there. And I told you, I said, Jawani, and I said on the prayer, so I said, hundreds of people are going to join this group. And they did. It's
yes,
like 300 people
God.
In the group now.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, God really will yeah. move if you just be obedient to him.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel like doing those 5 a.m. prayers and being consistent and just doing it for, you did it such a long time. Even now with mm-hmm. it just being Mondays at 6,
yeah.
you did it for such a long time. How do you think that that has changed you and your relationship with God and seeking him to another level?
I really feel like the girls, is a lot of women, but there is some men as well. A lot of them always like, you know, thank me and for the space and glorifying God together and all that. And like you've helped so much in my prayer life, which is what this was for. But
mm-hmm.
I always like reiterate, like y'all have helped me as much as mm-hmm. y'all feel like I've helped y'all. Like
mm-hmm.
like you said, this I started this in reality not with the vision that God has been pushing forth.
Mm-hmm.
It was more so because I needed help in my prayer life, and I knew
so
how
good.
God and the Holy Spirit was pulling on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not a morning person.
Like, you say it all the time.
Oh my gosh. The beginning of that, y'all, it was pulling teeth. But because I respected God, and I'm going to be super real, when I started it, like posting about it so
mm-hmm.
that people could join me, it wasn't only respect and honor to God, but it was because I knew people was on that call
mm-hmm.
and I had to get on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is kind of embarrassing to say, but God uses all things for his good. And if that's what he needed to put on my heart to do so mm-hmm. that I can get up, you mm-hmm. know, and make it on these calls, it really helped. And it has changed. It has strengthened my prayer journey. It has strengthened my relationship with God, how I lean on him. It has changed so much inside and out. I feel like 365 days, like a different person.
Yes.
It has also, it has brought so many amazing relationships. Like the relationship I have is answered prayers, Anna being one of them. There's so much beautiful souls that I have encountered through this group, through this community. And I just feel blessed because a year, 2 years from now, I would say that I didn't have the greatest relationships or like that strong of relationships, you know, and it's taught me how to be a better friend. It's taught me how to show up for people, how to be selfless, because God has also shown me throughout this year, girl, you was a little selfish and spoiled.
You'll hold that mirror to your face.
Yes,
so girl. That you can see who you really are.
Yes. And so like, I just, that's a great way to put it. I had a mirror and he puts a mirror in my face I was able to pray about it with people who are also like in a certain season, same season, or just willing to like leave it all at the feet of Jesus with me. And like, you know, God says two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst.
And he would be in the midst, girl.
Yeah,
5 a.m. in the morning.
It was a blessing, yeah, truly.
Yes. So do you feel like with you growing, and like you said, you mentioned something so powerful that it wasn't just your respect for God, it was respect to all the people. Because once you start posting, and that's exactly how I feel about virtue too. Yeah. One of my biggest things is like, I never want to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I never want to be here and say, you guys should live this lifestyle, or I'm promoting this lifestyle, but I'm not living this lifestyle behind the scenes, you know? So with that being said, when you started to promote it and people started, you know, getting on this prayer call, do you feel like that was also a push for you to really let God, you know, change the inside of you? Because I feel like I felt that way, where it's like, yo, if you're wearing this, like you're rocking it on the outside, you got to rock it on the inside too. So do you feel like you started to really like get that push? Like, I really have to change. And do you feel like that's when you really started getting the conviction about changing the route of where you were going musically and as an artist?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Heavily. That's when it came stronger, especially because I was praying. I was also getting my word more. I was understanding who God was, truly who Jesus was, how he lived. Because, you know, I was raised in church, but I was, be true, like, I knew God from what my family would tell me or what the church would say. Like, I was never really learning about the Lord. You know, I didn't have that discipline, and like that was something in my prayer that I would ask for. God, give me the discipline. I want to know you. Like, I really want to like really know you. And as I was getting to know him more, I was like, and he was showing me myself. I'm like, you ain't really reflecting that much of the Lord.
Listen, let me tell you, and you really learn and you really see. When I was actually getting my makeup done for my homegirl, I was telling her that as I was on my way there, I was listening to a song and I was just thinking like, girl, you was dirty, like filthy rags, dirty. Mm. Like, and God really just changed you, like cleaned you up. Yeah. And it's such a beautiful thing when you see it for yourself, when you see it for other people, but when other people see it about you. Yeah. When other people see it about you, you really realize like, wow, gotcha. Like, what I used to do was crazy. Like, and having that conviction, I even remember there was an unreleased song that you had. I don't think that you released it. I don't know if you're going to or not, but you let me listen to an unreleased song that you had. And I remember, and I said, I was like, you know, it's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to judge you, but it does not sound like where you're going.
Right.
You know, how was that? And how is being able to have those conversations with certain people, but like, how did that really, you know, start to make you feel, where it's just like, yes, I have these things, I worked on these things, I had these opportunities, but I'm not really trying to go there no more?
It was tough. It was really heavy. It took me a while. I felt the conviction and the pull about going different routes and opening up to the people who were helping and surrounding me and a part of my journey about what I was feeling. And it wasn't, honestly, when was this? October, I think we had the meeting, or November. Like 3-4 months ago, I can count on one hand when I actually opened up to them. And I've been feeling this for a year now. And mind you, I have, like, they've been seeing the changes I've been speaking, but like not full blown. Like, I had a meeting just the other day, 3-4 months ago, in my mother's living room. where I sat everybody down. And I was like, okay, like clearly, you know, it uttering out from my mouth, like, this is what I feel. This is where I want to go. Mm-hmm. I'm worshiping God with my music. This is how I feel about the music that we've done.
Wow.
Because I would tell them throughout this year, the last year, we already 2024, right? Like, it's crazy. But I would tell them throughout those, you know, months, slightly. And they caught, a couple of them caught on, because when I said it to them, they were like, we knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and some of them were like, upset. Like, and I was, that's what I was scared of, upsetting people. I was scared of, because these people are talented. People put their time, you know, their work, money, you know, in me. And it was hard on me. Like, I was battling with God. Like, how do you expect me with, like, I've been doing this. I was 16, and some of them have been with me since then, you know, and some of them have came in a little later. But I was like, all of them have been there long enough to want to see something out of it. Whatever their vision was. Yeah, fruition.
Yes.
And I was like, whatever their vision was, like, God, it just might not be, it's not yours. Mm-hmm. So how do you expect me to communicate this? Like, I was like, God, please help me. Give me the spirit to communicate it, the words, because it was scary.
Yeah.
But I knew I had to do it. And I felt free, like, more free.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard.
Yeah, that conversation is important. And like you said, just sitting there, that clear-cut conversation, because a lot of times I feel like where people go wrong is they don't have those hard conversations. Mm-hmm. They don't just sit there and say, listen, this is where I am. Mm-hmm. This is my boundaries. And I'm going to stick to that, whether it's friendship, whether it's business, whether it's relationship, romantic relationship, because that's how people often stumble. It could have been a simple conversation. It's like, for example, like, I'm like, Jawani, I'm going to take you out to dinner. And I'm going to go to a place where it's a seafood place, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know that you're allergic to seafood. You can't do seafood. But you're not going to communicate with me that you can't do seafood. Now I bring you to this place. You're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why you're uncomfortable in the energy I'm getting from you when all it took was a communication. Because like, you could have been like, I'm allergic to seafood. I was like, okay, you know what? You stay home. I'm going to still go.
Yeah.
You got to give people, you know, the option. But it's like also too, if you're going to be mad, you're just going to be mad. Because like the Bible says, what good is it to, you know, to earn the world and forfeit your soul. Gain the world and forfeit your soul for what?
Mm-hmm.
For music? These people do not love us. They as long as they can get their coins and get their attention and all of that extravagant stuff, they don't care about your soul. So it's just like, these are the things, like, and it is for everything. It's not just with music, but for everything. And something else that you talked about too is like having those godly relationships. So how important was it for you to start having those godly relationships, you know, as it pertains to friendships, relationships? Like, when did that switch for you? And then how did it really become like really important? Like, listen, if it ain't godly, like, I don't want no parts of it.
Yeah. It switched around the same time for me, around the same time, but it started as I was growing with Christ, growing in relationship with him. Again, I learned his ways, learned his thoughts, and I just also learned like that the places and the people that I was surrounding myself with, it was just as important. Like, you know, I needed to fill myself and be surrounded with people that were guiding me or just walking at least in the same, you know, the same place, same path that I was going. Because I think that it's very crucial. Like, you can't just be surrounded. Like, when you're choosing God, it's not unfortunate. It's actually fortunate, because it's for protection. It's for your better being and for yourself. But when you're choosing God, you got to be cautious, you know. You got to be very cautious about your surroundings, very cautious about where you place yourself, what relationships you have, because these, you know, the enemy is roaring like a lion. Okay,
and up in here.
You just gotta have, you know, your spirit and your
on guard.
Yes, your discernment on guard. Woo. And I just feel like God, again, through that time, while he was changing me, he was also, and you had a, and God told you that in the dream as well too. I remember now.
Yes, the revolving
door. The revolving doors,
yes.
And the right people were going to come in. And he, that's true. He did do that. He placed people in my life that I could lean on through a time of transition. That transition is not easy,
it
you know,
is not.
Especially when
like
it's
this.
New for you and when it's this, like, so Yeah, like he definitely God. If God's gonna take away, he's going to add better. So
every time. Yeah. So for you now, like as far as a godly relationship and a partner, how has that changed for you? Yes, you're going there. Lord.
that's so important to me. I don't play about that.
Period.
We got the purity ring.
All right. Okay.
Until the Lord says my man.
Okay. But keep it tucked.
Yeah, seriously. That's been very, very real for me. Funny enough, I was in a relationship in the start. Of the prayer calls and this, you know, all that good stuff. But and great person. But I just feel like God, you know, was speaking to me around that time. And as I was growing in a relationship with him and learning more, he just put on my heart that this was not for me. And mm-hmm. whether a person is great in the outside, inside, whatever the case may be, if that's not who God has for you, and if God just has a different, you know, life path journey, you have to obey.
And
it took me a while to obey. I'm going to be super real. I thought I was just going crazy. I thought I was just overthinking. But the pool was getting stronger and stronger. And the more I didn't obey and let go, the harder our relationship was.
Wow.
The more we fought, the more depressed I was getting, the more anxious. Mm. It was so, like, it was a crazy time. I literally had to pray to God to give me the strength to walk away, because the enemy, as God is talking to you, the enemy is going to try to manipulate mm-hmm. that, you know? And so it was a battle for me. It was a battle because this person really meant a lot to me. He was a friend before anything. And it was another, like, people-pleasing thing where I don't want to hurt you mm-hmm. because I feel like, although I know what God is telling me, like, I think you're going to look at me a certain way, or you're going to think, you know, like, I'm bugging and... You might, and granted, I don't think he understood too. Like mm-hmm. I would tell him what God would tell me, and he'd be like, "You're just trying to get out of this." And I'm like, no, I'm like really knowing right now what the Spirit is telling me, how I'm feeling. And I just want to encourage anybody who's watching, like, trust that,
yes.
especially when you're growing in relationship with Christ and you're learning His voice. Like, trust your discernment, please. Like, trust the voice inside your like God. As you're growing with him, like, you are growing, you're growing yes. with him, literally. Yes. So sometimes we have, like, what's that word?
Like, internal battle?
Internal battle, but, like, we'll second think, like, mm-hmm, second like that guess. We're hearing him. And it's like, yes. no, as you're growing with him, you're putting in the work to know mm-hmm. him, to know your father. And, like, me and Anna will call me, let's say, from a different number. I'm going to know her voice
mm-hmm.
because I put in time. We have a friendship.
So
it's been, like, a while that I've known her. So I know her voice already. Mm-hmm. Like, there's... The same thing with Jesus. Like,
yes.
if he's telling you something, you put in time, you know what he sounds like, you know his word, so you
his
know
word.
What he would say.
That part.
So it's like, it's no
the
contradicting.
Word. It's
the enemy
the
just be lying and doing crazy stuff.
You really know it's Jesus when it is in alignment with his word. If it contradicts his word,
yeah.
it is not God. It is
at
not
all.
The Holy Spirit. It is not the unctioning of the Spirit at all. It is the enemy
yeah.
trying to get you, because the enemy don't want you to be obedient to God.
Exactly.
The enemy don't want you to do what God has called you
mm-hmm.
to do. So that's why it's important for us as believers to just really make sure that we are not only hearing, but being
yeah.
obedient to it.
Yeah.
And do you think, like, that's what it was for you as far as, like, you know, getting on, like, an abstinence journey? Like,
mm-hmm.
like just leaning into that obedience?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Definitely was. It was because I was learning his word and
mm-hmm.
I was knowing what the father was saying. And I was like, ooh, girl. Like,
what are you doing?
What is you doing? So, and I was, again, I was still in this relationship. So I brought it up to this person. And this person was also, like, growing with
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, glory to God for that. Like, although we didn't work out, we blessed the Lord that
mm-hmm.
that helped us in some way, like, you know, seek the Lord
mm-hmm.
and all that. And he was okay with it because he was learning the
mm-hmm.
word as well. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of men say this too, and I don't believe it, because I believe that God has all power and strength. And, like, people be like, oh, men have it harder. I don't like that saying.
Listen,
but I understand it, but I'm not a man, so maybe
listen.
I don't understand. I don't know. But listen, I just felt like, he was okay with it, but I knew it was a little harder on him to hear, mm-hmm. especially when we started not already doing that, you know, and I was trying my best to be understanding of that, but, you know, I'm a daddy's girl. I love my dad. I love my father. I love Jesus. I love my papa. I definitely had to, I had to do what was right in the Lord's eyes mm-hmm. of all else. So,
yeah, honestly, I think really just sometimes you have to make hard decisions. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're in a relationship, and it's not impossible. And I'm not going to say it is or is not harder for men. But what I will say is that it can be harder for men until you end up pregnant. You know, I got into that situation where, you know, and at that time I wasn't on an abstinent journey, but I ended up pregnant. And, you know, what's so crazy is that, you know, I opted into getting an abortion. And at that time it was so easy for me to, it was like an easy decision because so many people around me, it was easy. It was so accessible. Like abortion is so accessible, you know, where people can make that decision without even thinking about it twice. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And now when I look at it, where people have this big conversation of pro-life and having a choice and having all these things, really, we wouldn't be having that conversation if we would help more people not even put themselves in that situation to begin with. Had, mm-hmm. you know, and I was saying this previously in another episode, but just if there could be that one person or that one thing that somebody could have said to me so that I just would have saved myself so I didn't put myself in that position. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really, and not just women, but for men too, because men mm-hmm. can get a situation if they get a woman pregnant. Oh, she was so fine. I got her pants, da da da. And it's just like, this is something that you cannot handle. You can't handle this. So we get into this situation. And now for me, I'm just a firm believer, you know, had I known then, you know, more so about God and how he can change a situation around, you know, my decision would have been very different. But also, too, it's just like it is so common. Abortion is so common. Pregnancy is so common. But it's just like that doesn't scare people enough. Mm, it doesn't like for your situation.
The rate is high right now. I'm sorry.
Come on
pregnancy. The kids are coming. They outside.
They are outside. And then people be mad. Like, I just saw a video yesterday where, you know, these parents had their kids at the bar with them, you know? Wow. And it's just like, and they were young. They're probably young. They looked young, you know, maybe our age or so, or maybe a little older. But it's just like, they're not ready. So, like, for you, with your situation, like, how did that affect you? Like, how did that happen? Like, what was that like for you?
So, yes, I had an abortion as well, and this was actually in 2022, which was when the Lord was pulling on me and stuff. But when I got pregnant and had that whole experience, I think that's when, again, God works all things. It's when I lost my marbles. Like, it was a very tough time for me. That's when I knew that my way was taking me straight to the pit. Like,
straight down, girl.
Straight to the pit. I was like, oh, nah, like, I'm bugging. And I knew that at that time, nobody could have helped that depression. Mm. That sadness.
Wow.
That I went through, I could clear as day remember myself in my apartment. I was, after I chose the abortion and I locked myself in my apartment. I lived by myself. And I remember days just in the bed crying, crying, and just asking God why. Because deep down, so I have a dream to be a mother. Like, I love kids. I've been a nanny for years. I work with kids now. I'm a teacher part time when I dabble in people. I got so many titles. Yeah, you see when you see me, but you know, I have the ability to be a teacher. So I'm always around kids. It's just, I feel like that's a gift, that's a ministry that God has blessed me with. And a wife before anything. Mm-hmm. But when that happened, it just didn't feel right. When I got pregnant, it wasn't with the right person. It was with a fling. I was just outside, living how I want to live, having fun, and I reaped consequences, and nobody around me was happy. And that pressure of, also, I didn't really, it wasn't until after this, mind you, that I was getting the real relation with God, really knowing his word, and like you said, which it hit home, where like if I knew that God could turn it all around, if I knew that God, you know, was as gracious, and you know that babies are blessings regardless. Absolutely. Although, you know, we need to be mindful of how we go about it, but it's a blessing from God. And like I would have chose a different, I literally just needed one person to tell me in that moment that it was okay, you know. And I didn't feel that. Everything happens for a reason. But yeah, it was so hard. And God was the only person who came and saved me. I remember this is where I started. I remember being in my apartment. I was crying. And one day I said, I have to get up because I will die in this bed.
Jesus. Like
the heaviness that I had, I did not see myself. I had suicidal thoughts. I didn't see how I could get out like after this. Like I thought the worst of myself. My heart was aching. Like it was terrible. And it wasn't until I got up the bed and I just bawled out on the floor, just cried, and I put hands over myself. And I was just praying. And something in me, Holy Spirit, was like, give yourself a hug. Because I needed a hug from God. Like nobody else. I was mad at the world, honestly. I was angry. Like, and I hugged myself, and I have like big windows in my apartment. And my curtains were open, and I remember as I hugged myself, the way the sun shined on my face, my eyes were closed and I was just bawling. The way the sun shined on me, like it felt brighter, it was warmer. Wow. Like it felt like the Holy Spirit Jesus was just hugging me tight as I like put my arms around me. It wasn't even me. Like it was such a moment. And I'll never forget that. And since I was pushing, like it was easy to get, you know, after that, like, oh, everything was okay.
Back to normal, right?
It was a battle, but it was me moving with intention and saying, I'm not going to stay here because I know that God is greater. And I know that he has my best interest.
He
and
does.
That if he brought me through this, if he brought me here, like he's going to bring me through. He is holding my hand. I'm not alone. And yeah, it's a part of the story now, as I would say.
Yes.
So
absolutely. No. And I love that. And just the honesty, because I think that more people need to hear this. Like too often, even now, you know, people that I spoke to and that were starting this abstinence journey and may have stopped and stuff, and then they get into certain situations, you know, so I have to come back and say, I wish I would have waited.
Yeah.
I wish I would have waited. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that regret, I feel like that regret is worse than feeling like, you know, oh, you know, I waited for 5 years or it took me 10 years to be married and something like that. And I think that that's what people need to understand. Yes. It's not just, oh, you shouldn't have fun. It's not just your life should be boring. It's none of that. It's like, it's protection. Like God tells us to do certain things because he's trying to protect us. He's not trying to be a mean dad.
Right.
He's not trying to do that. He's trying to protect us because unlike us, he can see down the road. Like, like even with your situation, God gave you a vision of what was going on with this situation. Like, and had you still been in this situation, we don't know, because God can change anything, but you just don't know how bad things can get if you're disobedient. You get what I'm saying? So for me, like I've always been saying, like I pray that something will, you know, translate, that Holy Spirit will curb someone's ear or our tongue to be able to just get somebody to see and understand that you being on this journey is just for the benefit.
Yes.
It can help to alleviate so many situations where you might get into situations that cause really bad consequences.
Yes.
Like, how would you, because I remember one time in the prayers warrior chat, you know, we were talking about abstaining and waiting until marriage. And I know for some people it was like more like, you know, like a jokey type of thing. But like, what is it, would you say that, you know, you really would want people to understand when it comes to this type of journey?
I would like to encourage and to let people know really that the clarity you get
that
when
part.
You're abstinence, because I think that a lot of the people I messed with, or not a lot, because let me not sound crazy.
Hold on, because y'all ain't finna come in these comments.
Yeah,
y'all not crazy.
Yeah, I word that right. But the people that I messed with, like the person that I ended up getting pregnant by, and the couple relationships or whatever, the people, right? I feel like if sex wasn't involved, I look at it on the outside. And again, I'm not judging nobody. Everybody's great in their own way. But baby,
please,
I would please pick it up, pack it up. I would not have been in that situation. Like,
absolutely.
If we talking particularly that pregnancy scare or not scare happened, that would have not happened. Mm. Like, me and this guy truly didn't even have nothing in common. Like, again, that's having fun and have nothing
that's
in common.
The case.
I don't even know if. It was just a mess. I'm not even gonna go down that rabbit hole. But like I look at it now and the clarity I have now from being abstinence and stuff, and I'm just like this is literally protection. Mm-hmm. This is for our good. Like, you'll see clearer, you'll make better choices, better decisions when sex is not involved.
Absolutely.
Like, especially sex that is not like
covenant.
Covered and covenant, yeah. By the like that's like no. Cause it sex is a gift from God, but when it's under covenant, like mm-hmm. when it's done the right way. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, it is destruction. And
complete destruction.
Yeah, so I would have not, and anyone who is thinking about it, like I really urge that, think about it hard and pray about it and do your best to actually go this route, because it's truly like, it's a blessing to be able to wait on the person that God has for
yes.
you.
Oh.
And to wait.
And that
purely,
night is going
to
be amazing.
It's
going to
be amazing. Imagine you think that you're having a good time now with whatever you're doing. Imagine when God blesses it. God's blessings is great.
Come
so
on.
Imagine when God blesses it. Like, I'll wait for that however.
He said, asking me a big thing, a hard thing. Like, come on, y'all.
Like,
God ain't going to forsake you.
Exceedingly abundantly, baby. And he going to do exceedingly in everything. So
in everything.
I'll wait as long as you need me to, God, because if you gonna bless it, I know it's good.
So yeah, no, it's true. So would you say, like, at this point, you know, when a man comes to you, would you definitely say that, you know, you're, for one, you're staying on that course, but for two, if he is not willing to, is that a deal breaker for you?
Absolutely. I am staying on this course till the very end, till God brings my husband and till we marry.
Mm-hmm.
And if a guy comes that doesn't respect that, it's an automatic, it's easy for me, because again, I can see clear now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's easy for me to be like, oh, okay, it was so nice knowing you, so good talking, like, we're
peace
not
out.
Yeah, we're not, it's not meant to be, like, mm-hmm. I know that God is going to bring me someone who honors him just as much and loves God just as much and values me to wait.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And what would you say? Because like, I see a lot of women, for some reason, they just feel like a lot of men do not do this. And I saw something recently where this guy was saying that your husband will absolutely wait. If you come across a guy that says, I'm not waiting or I'm not with this, then that's fine, but that's not your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say, like, for men, like, when they see us, you know, we're beautiful, we're attractive, we're women of God, you know, we get to the bag,
that
we own businesses, we are our prayer, like, you know, we like to have fun, we like to have a good time, like, what would you say to a man that's just looking like, she has all of it, but that's just the one part I'm concerned with? Like what would you want men to know about women like us who have the full package, but just slow down, partner? Like, let us wait this thing out first to see if we even like each other.
Right.
You know, like, what would you want men to know as far as, you know, are approaching women like us, which maybe they haven't thought about being on this journey?
I would just say to focus on continue to grow your relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
because God is the only one who can change and your desires and your understanding of things. And I feel like that's how, like, I know there's people and men and other women who value and are not on the route that we
mm-hmm.
are on, but it was nothing but the grace and God
Oof,
helping us.
That part.
So I would just, like, advise that, keep walk, like, and if you're not, but if you are, whatever, walk with God, learn God more, get in his word, because he's going to help you understand and change those desires.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, you don't want to do that, it's only a person who does not, who feels iffy, this is my opinion, a person who feels iffy about this part is only because they have not spent time in the presence of God enough to be able to get that part changed in their hearts.
That's so good.
Because we're human. Mm-hmm. If we was, like, let's be real. We're going to be real?
Yeah,
if we was
come
not,
on here.
thing with God and thing. If we was not in relationship as we are with God and putting our best foot forward with Him and wanting to obey and stuff, would we be choosing this? We're human. Like, we would be outside with y'all. Like,
outside.
But no, I feel like God gets all the glory. God is the reason that our heart postures have changed.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to sit in with a man and try to convince him for myself, because maybe only the Lord can. Okay, I'm going to be real. I'm going to give you advice and tell you how great it has been for me. But I'm going to just focus or put the focus on God, because He's the one who has the power to really help you change that and understand why it's like, you know, the way.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we wrap up, I definitely want to get into Scars Only. Yes. Talk to people about Scars Only. How did that come about? And why is mental health, you know, in discussing that and working through that, why is that important to you? So tell us a little bit about Scars Only.
Yes. So Scars Only is a community, a family, organization that God has blessed me with. We focus on not only our relationship with God, but also on mental health, on community, and on just trying to make this world a better place, you know, being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yes.
And so there's so much and ideas and things that I want to do with this organization. We just had our first retreat in December, which was amazing. We're going to have actually an event. I will just drop it here.
All right.
We're having an event in May. I won't give the date, but although it's confirmed, but stay tuned.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Yes, in May, which is Mental Health Month, we're going to have an event in New York City. I'm excited about that. But I want to do so much with this community. We have a prayer warriors in the midst of Scars Only, where it's just a group of people who pray and stand in the gap for each other and others. And we have Bible studies. We're just literally a family, a group of people who come together giving each other tools and guiding each other with the Word of God on how to really do life, how to be overcomers, how to be disciplined, how to be strong disciples, like, it's amazing. I want to do so many things in this community, so many plans, and God has really been a blessing to allow things to come forth, and I feel like this year is only going to get greater. Follow Scars Only for more.
Yeah, definitely.
With a Z. Scars with a Z only. And yeah.
Yes, guys. Make sure you guys definitely tune in, and y'all going to be seeing more Virtue and Scars Only collabs,
yes,
too. So
absolutely.
Stay tuned. But sis, I appreciate you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I definitely know that people, even if it was one person, I know that definitely at least one person got blessed from our conversation and from our honesty and rawness. So we always end this out in prayer. So would you do the honors of praying us
absolutely
out, my sis?
Yes. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for this moment. We thank you, Father, Lord, for community. We thank you for sisterhood. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for just being in the midst of this conversation. We, Father God, bless your holy name right now, Father God, just asking that you, Father, Lord, allow any person that's on the other side of the screen that is hearing the sound of my voice, Father God, to be blessed by you, Lord God. Let it be none of us in awe of you in this moment, Father God. Touch the heart, the mind. May everything that we spoke about just sit in their hearts, Father God, and may it just be an encouragement to pursue you, Father God, more, Father God, for you are great. You deserve the glory, and you are such an amazing Father to partner with on this journey, Father Lord. We know that it's in your strength, Father God, the strength that you give us, Father God, that we can do any of this, Father Lord, and we want others to be able to see us, Father God, and see you, Father God, above all else, Father Lord. We thank you. We ask for protection, Father God, for us, for those watching, for their families, for their homes, Father God. And we ask that your kingdom and your name, Father God, just continue to spread on this earth as it shall be done, Father Lord. We love you. We praise you. And we just thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
So guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
I'm breaking out, no time to slow. Anticipated this moment for much too long now. Nothing stopping what is mine, what is destined. No second guessing, it's time to shine now. Create a different, no competition.